Hi, I'm Edie, and I'm not utilizing eight ninths of my wardrobe. I have been rotating through these crappy, distressed Walmart jeans for weeks. I like that they are cropped because they show my fun socks, but I am pretty sure my whole look is a big fashion no. Remember how Glamour magazine had a page at the end, Leah, where it had like everyone's eyes blocked out and it would say like fashion don't and...
That's right. What not to do.
Yeah, like someone would be wearing a tube top with a prairie skirt or something.
A boob tube.
A boob tube. Well, I think I could be on that last page. Leah, I need this episode because I keep breaking promises that I make to myself, and that isn't very good self-care.
No.
I am a Wisconsinite who welcomes all help with snow removal. I am a middle school reading specialist with 3 kids of my own.
Okay, well, hi, I'm Leah, and I'm the kind of person who could stay in her pajamas for a whole week and even leave the house in them and not be bothered.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know, it's not good. I'm also the kind of person who, while she loves bathing, is really not a fan of washing her hair. My record lately is 7 days of not washing my hair and no sign of grease, really.
Well, then so I say, why wash your hair?
Well, right? So I do guess it's good that this episode is about self-care, though, because it seems I need to take some. I am a Canadian gal who's been living and teaching in Asia for the last 20-some years, and I'm presently stuck in Beijing, because there's no way out or in, with my partner in crime, Don, and our 2 teenage daughters.
We're the 2 Chit-Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Sweet potatoes and more sweet potatoes.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
7 simple ways to practice self-love.
That don't include sweet potatoes. Yes.
Or hair washing.
Right. And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
This week, we're going to share our tips and tricks on sweet potatoes.
Now, Leia.
What?
It seems that some of our chicks and roosters thought that you should be able to share your tip of eating a sweet potato for breakfast more than one time. These listeners felt like I was bullying you, Leah. Like I'm a big sweet potato bully. Well, but I was under the impression that our tips and tricks should be fresh and new every week and that you shouldn't be able to recycle sweet potatoes.
Well, let me ask you this, Edie. If you believe that, why are you constantly bringing up cosmetics, eye brightener, and the Lazy Dancer arm exercises? Always with the arms.
Well, that is very true. And if we go on that line of logic, you should be able to bring up sweet potatoes like, you know, 39 more times.
Okay. Well, I can't believe you're actually letting me go with this, Edie.
You go. No bullying. I support this.
Okay. So that you're getting on the bandwagon with this after so much bullying. So thank you. So let me say this. Not only are sweet potatoes nutritional powerhouses, a simple baked sweet potato is the perfect easy side to any kind of roasted meat, but it can also stand alone as a vegetarian main.
Yes, it can.
Right? Mm-hmm. So here are all the tricks that I have collated about baking your own in the oven. even though I usually just toss them in the microwave for about 4 minutes for my easy peasy daily breakfast. So here we go. Listen carefully. Take notes.
I have my notebook. I'm taking notes. This is so good.
Okay. I know. If you buy long and thin sweet potatoes, this shape will cook through faster and more evenly. So you'll also want to use a super hot oven, at least 400 degrees or hotter, to make sure the outer skin is crispy. Not that there's an inner skin. The skin. You also want to make sure to prick the potato skin in several spots with a fork so that steam can escape while it cooks. Not, but they don't explode. This is a fallacy. It's an urban legend. But then you simply brush with a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and place on a foil-lined baking sheet or parchment paper or nothing. It's whatever. Whatever you want.
Okay, now wait. But, I need to interrupt.
What?
Well, I have a question.
Don't bully me.
I'm not bullying. It's, do you ever wrap your sweet potato in foil instead of putting your sweet potato on foil? Do you ever wrap it in foil, Leia?
I know what you're saying, because this is how you get baked potatoes in restaurants, right? And maybe how
at
your
supper
mama
clubs.
Them.
Yeah.
At supper clubs, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Okay.
I never do. I don't think it does. It makes it any crispier or anything. If you follow the little bit of olive oil brushing, that'll do it. It's
okay.
Better.
Thank you, Leia. Thank you for that wisdom.
Thank you for your kindness. Finally. So you want to bake until the skin crisps and the inside is tender.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on your oven and the size of your potato, it takes about 45 minutes to an hour. And once your sweet potatoes are baked, you can stuff them with all kinds of tasty toppings.
Num, num.
I know. Stay sweet with a pat of butter and a sprinkle of brown sugar. Or, this is not my preference, the brown sugar, but or go savory with feta cheese, crumbled bacon, sour cream, fresh chives, even barbecue sauce. Oh, and I hope my friend Claire is okay with this, because here's an outtake from my Hong Kong bestie defending my extensive talk of sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. She's mean. They're great. We love them. I'm pretty sure that we could mention sweet potatoes a little bit more before it becomes a tired topic on that old podcast of yours. So keep throwing them in there. Love them.
All right, Leia, I am a bully, a sweet potato bully. I've admitted it. Did I ever tell you about the guy I dated, who doesn't listen to the podcast, who religiously ate a huge sweet potato for lunch every day? You know, which I think he didn't call it a sweet potato. Maybe he called it a yam.
Are different, but I'm not sure I understand how.
Okay, I think he might have eaten a yam instead of a sweet potato, but that is neither here nor there. And he was also this fan of millet. He always had like a crock pot of millet going.
Well, was he the one who, was he the one who always said, I only need a simple meal of rice and fish, that guy?
No, that was a coworker. But I'm sure my former boyfriend and him would have, you know, really hit it off. So back when I was dating this yam millet eating guy, I was a really unhealthy eater, and it drove him crazy that I ate so poorly. Like, I would have Starbucks coffee for breakfast. I'd eat like a bag of ranch Doritos for lunch. And, you know, I'd either eat dinner or not. So, you know, I have a lot of pain, personal pain surrounding sweet potatoes and yams, because I think we originally broke up because he couldn't deal with my unhealthy eating.
You broke up because of the sweet potatoes.
Yes, he broke up with me, and then we got back together, and then I broke up with him.
Okay. I can see how sweet potatoes are a trigger for you. We should stop talking about them. But I do believe you have a recipe to share first. Is that right?
Well, you know, Leia, since we've gone on about this quite a bit, which I loved every word you said. I'm going to post this in the coop. I found a sweet potato recipe that me and my family love from Claire Tansey's cookbook, Dinner Uncomplicated. It's so good. I can't recommend this cookbook enough because it's so simple and uncomplicated. And I also have another tip, a sweet potato tip. Before you put your sweet potato in the oven to like get it crispy and yummy with all every step you said, Leia, put it in the microwave for 5 minutes and it will speed up the baking process.
Well, hang on. If you put it in the microwave for 5 minutes, it's done.
Well, not if you put in 8.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If you put in a whole pile of sweet potatoes for 4 or 5 minutes. Okay. All right. Well, sure. Maybe. If Claire Tansey says so. I don't know, though.
I say so. Uh-oh, I'm bullying again. Let's move on.
No, I was trying to be the bully. I think it's my turn.
Well, anyway, Leia, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for campfire chat. Leia, today we are talking about a Facebook post I saw from Mel Robbins, who is female. For those of you who don't know Mel Robbins, she came up with the 5-second rule, and it's a TED Talk. You can watch it on TED Talk.
Okay. I actually thought Mel Robbins was a guy.
Yeah, so. that's why I put in that disclaimer, because, you know, why wouldn't you think that?
Right.
Here is Mel's definition of the 5-second rule, and I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
The 5-second rule is simple. If you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must physically move within 5 seconds or your brain will kill it. The moment you feel an instinct or a desire to act on a goal or commitment, use the rule. So again, if you want to know more about this rule, look up her TED Talk.
How embarrassing. I actually have this book and I read it about 2 weeks ago and I completely forgot about it, even though I highlighted huge sections of it because I thought this would be great for a podcast. And as it turns out, we're doing it.
Well, I can see you'll have lots to add today, Leia. That's good.
In fact, I will. So it is super good, super simple. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to discuss 7 things that Mel does for her future self.
Okay, so the first thing that she says is that she makes her bed every day to practice simple discipline. And she says it's a gift to herself to, like, crawl into a nicely made bed every evening. What do you think of that? Okay.
Well, as I've mentioned before, my sweetie and I both sleep in the corpse pose, so this one's easy. It seems much less easy, however, for my 17-year-old.
Yeah, making my bed was a 2021 goal that, Leia, I have gotten rid of it.
Already?
Yeah, I find no joy in making my bed. I don't, like, think, ooh, this is a gift to myself. I kind of find it irritating to have to pull back all those covers. I don't know.
And okay.
So
you're saying that rule number one, the gift of making your bed, not for you.
Not for me. And that's okay. Who cares? So.
Sure enough. Yeah. Okay. So make your bed. Don't make your bed. Whatever.
But if it gives you like a happiness boost, I would really say like do it. You know, it just doesn't give me any boost at all.
Okay. Fair enough. I like a made bed myself.
Yeah. Yep.
Fluffed pillows, everything. Yep. Okay. So what's her next 1 of 7 that she has?
So number 2 is that she wakes up when the alarm rings every morning. Because when you set your alarm clock at night, you are making a promise to yourself that you are going to get up at that time. And if you're like hitting snooze, you're not keeping that promise. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I agree. I actually wake up every day about 5 minutes before my alarm clock
Wow.
rings. Yeah, I know. And I'm one of those odd people who just wakes up when I need to. So I don't even know how the snooze button works. It's completely out of my frame of reference. So there you go. But it's good, right? Like, get up. And if you use that 5 second rule, you've got to get up within 5 seconds, right? You hear it and boom, you got to get up.
Now, I can't endorse this one enough. I love this one, and after I read it, I started realizing that I was hitting snooze for like over 30 minutes, Leah.
Oh,
Just snooze,
yeah,
snooze,
that's.
snooze, snooze, you know. So I have since stopped hitting snooze after reading Mel Robbins' list. So when my alarm goes off in the morning, I am out of bed in 5 seconds because I remind myself I made a promise to get up, and I made a promise to myself that I was going to allow extra time to work on my book to write.
So good. Okay, great. All right. So that's a good one then. A good one for you and
And you don't
not
need
the
it,
bed
so that's
making.
cool.
Yeah.
So number three, this one might seem a little silly, but Mel Robbins says that she high fives herself every time she sees herself in the mirror. And she says you need to be your own cheerleader, you know, which I can kind of get behind because if you're not your own cheerleader, who's gonna be it? Like, you know, all the like my kids aren't cheering me on. You know,
No,
I don't know.
no.
What do you think of this one? High-fiving yourself
Well,
in the mirror.
why not? Why not, right? Maybe you remember my fear of looking like a man in the Be Your Own Kind of Beautiful episode.
I do remember that. Goodness.
So actually, I'm so pleasantly surprised that I don't look like a giant hulking man every morning when I
Oh.
get up, that I feel like I already also have this one mastered.
You're on
I'm
fire, Leah. On
I am
fire.
on fire. Well, I'm better at this in the bathroom mirror though than in the full length one. That's I still need to work on like looking at the whole me and being a cheerleader, not just my face.
So Mel says you actually have to high five yourself in the mirror. Do you actually high five yourself?
No, I don't. I kind of sigh with relief. with my full length mirror, I kind of try to angle it in such a way so that I look a little longer and leaner than I really am. That's okay,
Of
right? It's good for
course.
my self-esteem. But okay, so I actually need to high five myself. Do I need to touch the mirror? Because then it's all smudgy.
No, you can come just, you know, super close to touching the mirror, but not touching. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a try tomorrow morning. I will. I'll do it.
Well, I was
I'm
gonna
in.
say I am not going to do this because it feels super inauthentic, but
Oh.
I'll try it for a week. How about that?
Let's check in with each other next week. I think we should both give it a go.
Let's give it a go because I need a
Right.
cheerleader. So, all right.
Yeah. Be your own cheerleader.
Okay.
All right.
So,
Okay.
number four, Mel Robbins says that she will spend some time each day on something that matters to her. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, right? Absolutely. I should we should all probably be better at this one than we are. For me, the things that I really love that I want to be doing are writing, for sure, doing more writing. And yeah, that's probably the biggest one. The other thing that I feel that I'm doing quite well with and that matters to me is exercise.
Yes,
So
you
one of my
are.
Yeah, so one of my 21 for 21 commitments was, or two of them were, that I would walk at least 10,000 steps a day and that I would do 10 minutes of core exercises every day. And I have been doing it. So I'm at, actually, if I look on my phone, because I've been recording, I've been keeping track. Let me see. Let me get to my notes app here. Oh, for my core workout, I started before the beginning of, because we started early on some of our
We
resolutions,
did
remember?
just to get them over with.
Yeah.
Or no,
exactly.
No. Just to get started with them. We were so excited.
Some of them to get over with and some of them to get started on. But I'm on day 35 of core exercises, 10 minutes a day. And so I'm starting to notice even a little bit of wee definition in parts of me that I haven't had definition in a long time. And my 100-day walking challenge, that's what I'm calling it, which is 100 days over 10,000, I'm on day 42.
Oh, celebration, right? Leah.
Yes, celebrate. And it's been all ease and flow, too. Oh. So I am doing something every day that matters to me in terms of my exercise. Really proud of that, and I want to get on to the writing even more. How about you?
Well, I'm pretty good at this, spending time each day on something that matters to me, because I'm not hitting snooze and I am writing. But I do want to say that I felt like this one was impossible when all my kids were younger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm in a different season of parenting where they want nothing to do with me. So back then, I spent absolutely no time on me because their needs were so constant. Someone was pooping in their pants or, you know, God knows what, needing a snack, a bath, melting down. Sometimes I still feel like I'm playing catch up for all the time that I did absolutely nothing for me. Like years and years and years of ignoring myself and not moving. So I almost feel a little teary talking about that, but I just wanted to acknowledge that for people who are in a different season of parenting. That's all. It's even more important when you're in that season of them melting down and pooping and, you know, needing snacks around the clock to take care of yourself. And I don't know how you do that because I never figured it out, but figure it out, people. It's worth it.
I know. Listen to another podcast for young parents or parents of young children, rather, who can help you sort that out. Because I know. And with the pandemic layered in, super hard. But we sure encourage you to be able to do this.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what's our next tip?
We're at number 5, Leah. Mel Robbins says, when someone crosses her mind, she sends them a text.
Oh, yeah, this is so good. So I love this one because I made a recent commitment, also in my 21 for 21 resolutions, to send each of my family members a check-in or an I love you text every day of the week when we're not together. And so actually recently I've started leaving voice messages, which I really like. So my phone has a, you know, in my texting feature, I'm guessing most phones have this, but I don't know. You can send voice messages. And so I've been sending Dawn and my two daughters text messages most days of the week just to check in and let them know that I love them and say, you know, something sweet, not, you know, I'm not saying take out the garbage, but something kind and encouraging. But I've also recently started sending voice messages to friends, like a Facebook Messenger and stuff. Instead of typing long messages, you can just press play or whatever it is, record, and you can send 1 minute at a time. And so I send long, 1 minute messages to lots of friends, including you, Edie.
I love them, Leah.
Right? Well, and then you kind of have a record of it. And interestingly, my bestest friend, Claire, we haven't seen each other in more than a year now. She's in Hong Kong and I'm here in Beijing. And I would say in that year, we have not spoken on the phone or, you know, on Skype or any other method more than a few times, but we both send each other long, rambling text messages every few days. Like, I'll listen to 20, 25 minutes of her talking, and then I'll send her a long voice message back, and we just keep going back and forth like this, and I really love it. It works for us.
I was going to say, it seems to really work for you and Claire.
It does. It does. I mean, maybe once in a while we should have a conversation where we're back and forth, but...
I know you're phone phobic, Leia, you know.
I am.
So I think this is better for you and Claire.
Actually, it is. We'd probably talk a lot less were it not for this. So yeah. There you go.
Don't shame yourself into Skyping.
Okay. I know. And we do so much of that with our online teaching already. Who needs
right?
more of it, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I really like this one, and I'm trying to do more of texting people when they cross my mind. But, you know, I was thinking, what about all those people who cross your mind, you know, who aren't in your circle of friends anymore? Like, I don't know if I've talked too much about this on the podcast, Leia, but I am an avid Bruce Springsteen fan. Avid.
You
want
to text him? Bruce. Send him a voice message.
No, that's not what I was. I went to several concerts with a dear friend whose name is Rob to many Bruce Springsteen concerts. And whenever I hear like a song that we especially liked, I always think of him. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could text him. But instead, I just say, you know, what do I say? Thinking of you, Rob. Hoping all is well. That's kind of woo-woo, but, you know, it's fun. I don't know. What do you think of that? Just maybe I should start sending out messages to Bruce, and maybe I could actually get a ticket next time he tours.
Well, I mean, next time you're reminded of Rob, tell him why, right? I just listened to such and such song, right? And made me think of you.
Okay. Well, that's hilarious that I feel fine just saying this, you know, in an empty van while I'm driving, but I can't high five myself in the mirror. That's nuts. Okay, moving on. Okay. So, number six,
I think.
Mel Robbins says, I've created an evening ritual to end my workday.
Oh,
good
well,
for
yeah.
you, Mel.
Yeah, good for you. Well, me too. I try to do most of my schoolwork before I leave work. So that's part of my ritual is getting it done. I try not to bring too much of my work home, or the stuff that I bring home is much less stressful. So I like that. But then as soon as I get home, I need Leia time because my job is fairly people intensive, what with kids and colleagues and whatnot. So I just like to be alone for a little while. Also, what else is part of my ritual? Well, my earrings come off immediately as soon as I get home. I just whip those off.
Really?
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. I don't know why, because...
Oh, I like wearing mine with my pajamas.
Really?
I take them off before I go to bed, but I think I look cute with earrings in.
Well, I look cute too, but... Yeah. Usually as soon as I'm walking in the door, I'm taking them off and and then the next thing I often do is take my bra off because you know, why wear a bra around the house?
Yeah.
Right?
Why do that?
Yeah. And my exercise is such that it's not like super, there's not a lot that, well, never mind. Okay. So, and then I also like to have a dip into the tub, or I pedal on my unplugged recumbent bike, and that's often part of my ritual when I get home as well. How about you?
Yeah, my ritual is a little different, and it's not consistent, but I find that I need to do a lot of my rituals way before I, like, hop into bed, because I'm just too tired, and then I skip it. But I like to, right after dinner, wash off all my makeup. I brush and floss my teeth. I'll often watch something with my kids. Gus and I are now watching Star Trek The Next Generation.
Ooh.
Which is hilariously bad. Sorry, Star Trek people. I guess it improves after season one. And I'm like, Gus, can we just skip to season two? And you know what that little brat said?
No.
He said no. So we're watching all these ridiculous, it's fun though. Okay. Yeah. So I could do better with this because I have a whole system I'm supposed to do for my dry eye syndrome that I skip.
So. Okay. Oh, well, I have a bedtime routine too. Is that what we were talking
Well,
about?
what are we talking? Oh, it's an evening ritual to what? To end her work
To end
day.
my work day. Okay.
Oh.
Well, anyway, it's all good.
She probably meant
Whatever.
like, clean up your desk and check your email, you know. Who cares, you know?
Maybe.
Whatever.
It's all good. So, Edie, these are all great suggestions for Mel Robbins. Do you have any others to add yourself?
Yes, I do. I think that it is showing self-love if you go to bed with your kitchen clean and your counters sparkly and your sink shining. Maybe some of you followed the fly lady at some point. She's still around. I checked that out, but I haven't followed her in like 15 years. But
I
she
don't know who that
said,
is.
oh, just go to flylady.com. But her whole thing is like you can create a better life by making sure your sink is all shiny, your kitchen sink.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I find like I am much happier if when I get up to make my coffee in the morning, my kitchen is clean and my counters are wiped down.
You do talk about that a lot.
Oh no! It's
I know. Too much with the sink and counters.
It's sickening. It's sickening. Shut up. Okay. Shut up about the counters.
Stop
Oh.
talking already. No, it's all good. Keep telling us about your sink and your counters. I'll keep talking about sweet potatoes.
And my arms, Leah. Don't forget about my arms.
Never stop talking about your arms. Okay, well, what about me?
Yeah, what about you? Do you have anything to add?
Over to me. I have, let's see, what are some of my things that would be good suggestions? Oh, one of the things is to have, I like to have my clothes ready before I go to bed each night. I find it makes a huge difference to know what I'm going to wear the night before. A, I can try it on and make sure I don't look ridiculous because it's too dark when I get up, right? And so, you get to work sometimes and I find that, the colors don't match or I just look hideous for
Oh,
one reason or
stop!
another.
Don't
So,
say that. You need to
okay,
re-listen
but
to our beauty episode.
you're right. But I do, you pull it together the night before because I
Sure.
know I can look great, but I do need to invest like 2 or 3 minutes into creating a good wardrobe for the next day. So
All
that
right.
is a recommendation. That's that, and I actually add the jewelry too. So I have everything laid out, including a pair of glasses that works with what I'm wearing, and some earrings and whatever else. So
Do you put
whatever,
it on a chair? Where do you put it?
Yes, I do.
Up
I
on a
put it on
chair.
a chair.
Okay.
And then the jewelry and the glasses and the other things on the bed, not on the bedside table, on the counter in the bathroom.
Okay.
So anyway, there's that. Have your lunch packed. And the other thing I'd like to say that I'd like to add to this, what is it? Oh, a way to practice self-love
Yeah.
is to say that you do not need to explain yourself to other people. So, if somebody asks you to do something or whatever it might be, you can just say, "Sorry, I'm not able to do that." And you don't even need to say sorry if you don't want. I'm not able to do that. And that's enough. You don't need to explain why you won't or can't do anything. People don't need excuses. You
No.
can just be polite, but I'm always feeling like I need a story to tell somebody why I won't or can't do something. And
Yeah.
I think one of my ways to practice self-love is to stop feeling like I owe anybody a story.
I've
What do you
been
think of that?
practicing because I do this too, but more like in email or texts. So since I've been cognizant of ex constantly explaining myself when I don't have to, I just delete it. So,
Oh, good.
you
Oh, I
know.
like that. Yeah,
Yeah.
yep. That's good.
Well,
So good.
that leads us to the chit chat challenge.
Woo.
Last week, the challenge was to read a blog post, start a blog, or post a new blog post. How did you do, Leah?
Well, I've got a bunch of blogs in the chute ready to go, so I'm pretty excited. I'm doing well. How about you?
On fire, Leah, again. Well, I did some reading over at the Beautiful Mess blog, and I zeroed in on this fun post on 10 ways to celebrate Valentine's Day at home with your sweetie. Now,
but hang on, isn't it after Valentine's Day now?
Yes, it is after Valentine's Day, but you can just remember this for next year.
Okay, tell us.
Or you can like use it for a birthday, your sweetie's birthday or your birthday, if any of this sounds fun. So one idea was to celebrate by rewatching the first movie that you ever watched together.
Oh.
Or
I can't think of what that is.
Or, you know, something, a movie you watched in your early days of your relationship. Or you could build a fire, sip wine, and then pretend that you are contestants on The Bachelor. I mean,
should be sitting in the jacuzzi, right?
Yeah, get in that jacuzzi. So you could do that at any time. Why wait to pretend you're on The Bachelor for Valentine's Day, right, Leia?
Right. Do it in March. Do it in April.
Whenever.
Whenever you want. Okay. Love it. All right. So here is our chit chat challenge of the week. Which of these 7 ideas from Mel Robbins, some of which Edie has already abandoned, but that's okay, have resonated with you? Which ones are you willing to give a try to? So we will post those 7 ideas in the coop so you can actually remember them and let us know.
So Leia, I'm going to try high-fiving myself in the mirror, and I'm going to be texting people when I think of them. And I'm also going to be sending out thoughts to Bruce Springsteen so he can look forward to that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I already make my bed and I don't snooze through the alarm, but I am going to up my weekend and holiday morning routine by playing music with my sweetie as we drink our coffee and do our scrolling and reading our crosswords, because we often, you know, on the weekends we'll lie in bed together and just kind of hang out. So I think music will amp it up, right? More joy. Yeah. And yeah, more festive.
So Leia, I'm going to post one of my Spotify playlists on the coop that I think will work for this. It's two chit chat chick studio time. I like to listen to this when I'm in my studio, but I think it'd be perfect for coffee and scrolling and crosswords too.
Oh, yay. Okay. We'll give it a listen. All right.
And I think Don will approve of it, though I probably need to add more Canadians for you, but I can do that.
Okay.
Well, that's it for episode 29 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for the link to Mel Robbins and, of course, our blogs.
Of course. And my greeting card company on Etsy.
Yes. And also, oh, let's make sure we include your playlist on Spotify.
Yes, I have one studio time, like I just mentioned. I have a new one, Clean It Up. I had help from a friend who, and he's a really good cleaner. So he said the cleaning playlist needed anthems, Leia. So there's lots of cleaning anthems.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I got to get to that. Okay, yep. Next time I clean. So next week, we're going to be talking about ideas for taking a vacation at home. Ooh, I've got a lot of ideas to share.
Me too. Well, thank you to Charlotte and to you, Leia. To you, Leia, for editing the podcast and for cutting out all of my blunders and meandering chit-chatting.
We try. Okay, bye-bye.
Clack, clack.